Princeton University Press Audio presents Virtual You, How Building Your Digital Twin Will Revolutionize Medicine and Change Your Life, by Peter Coveney and Roger Highfield, with a foreword by Nobel laureate Venki Ramakrishnan, read by Quentin Cooper. Dedication. For all those doctors, scientists and engineers who are making medicine truly predictive. Foreword by Venki Ramakrishnan. The physicist Richard Feynman once said, "What I cannot create, I do not understand." One could add, "What I cannot accurately simulate, I do not understand." We can be confident we understand how airplanes fly and how they behave during engine failure or turbulence because a flight simulator can accurately predict what would happen. Indeed, pilots are routinely trained both for normal and unexpected situations using flight simulators, providing them with the experience that they might never encounter using real aircraft. What are the prospects of simulating ourselves in a computer? At first sight, this sounds more science fiction than fact. However, much progress has been made, and this book takes us on a grand tour of the first steps towards the creation of our own digital twin and the challenges in accomplishing this goal, which is a fascinating journey in itself. One of the key themes of the book is an aspiration to see as much theory used in biology as in physics. When I left physics in 1976, immediately after graduate school, to retrain all over again as a biologist, I immediately noticed a difference. Physics, as well as chemistry, had highly advanced theory that helped guide and even predict experiments and behaviour. So from theoretical considerations, it was possible to invent transistors and lasers and synthesise entirely new compounds. At the extreme, it even led to the construction of a multi-billion dollar accelerator to look for the theoretically predicted Higgs boson. It's far from perfect. For example, there's no good theory for high-temperature superconductivity, and we cannot predict the detailed superconducting behaviour of a mixture of metals. By contrast, certainly in the 1970s, biology seemed largely observational and empirical. It's true that it did have one encompassing theory, that of natural selection acting as a driving force for the evolution of all life. While this theory had great explanatory power, it did not have detailed predictive power. Biology also had what I would call local theories or models, an understanding of how an impulse travels along a nerve, how various biological motors work, or how you would respond to a shot of adrenaline. But what it lacked was an overarching ability to predict from a set of initial conditions how a system, even a basic unit like a cell, would behave over time under an arbitrary set of conditions. Part of the problem is that the number of factors involved in sustaining life is enormous. At some basic level, there's our genome, whose sequence was announced at the beginning of this century with much fanfare and the promise of ushering in a new age of biology. The genome consists of tens of thousands of genes, all expressed in varying degrees and at varying times. Moreover, the expression of genes is modulated by chemical tags added to the DNA, or proteins associated with it, that persist through cell division, the subject of epigenetics. Finally, the expression of genes and their function in the cell is the result of their interaction with each other and the environment to form a giant network. So, any early notions of being able to predict even just gene-based outcomes by knowing someone's sequence turned out to be far-fetched. If this is the case for just a single cell, one can imagine the levels of complexity in trying to predict outcomes theoretically for an organ, let alone an entire human being. Over the last 20 years, the biological revolution of the 20th century has continued, but this time augmented by a revolution in computing and data. We now have vast amounts of data. Instead of a single human genome sequence, we have hundreds of thousands, as well as vast genome sequences of an enormous number of species.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?